This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Business Barbados commences operations promising a new era of business facilitation. The opposition again calls for investigation of the Hope Housing Project as government discloses that an Auditor General probe is currently ongoing. The BCC to ramp up security following a stabbing at the college. Parliament in Trinidad and Tobago approves the appointment of a new acting police commissioner. And U.S. President Trump signs an order banning transgender women from female sports. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins says a new era of business facilitation has been ushered in with the commencement effective this week of Business Barbados. The new state agency has taken over the functions as well as the staff of the previous Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office. Senator Cummins describes the new approach as a fresh guard and a new vision that has been fully embraced by the staff. She was speaking as the Senate debated the Foreign Currency Permits Bill.
We took the opportunity on Friday evening to have almost a team building session with all of the staff from KIPO that will be transitioning over into Business Barbados. And we talked about what needed to be in terms of taking fresh guard, marking a line in the sand, covering it over in cement, and starting fresh, coming with a new vision, coming with new operational procedures, fixing small things that are right in front of you that don't need no real big law thought process to resolve. And we had that last session with the team, and I want to say that I am so privileged to lead a team that is excited, eager to make some of the changes.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Opposition Senator Ryan Walters has criticized government for what he describes as empty promises regarding housing development. Speaking in the Upper House on a land resolution related to a proposed housing development, Senator Walters accused the administration of failing to deliver on its promises or commitments. He also renewed his call for an investigation into the operations of Hope Incorporated, questioning how $60 million in taxpayer funds had been spent.
This government, as relates to housing, has just been full of promises. And it's actually borderline ridiculous now, Mr. President. After promising 10,000 homes in 5 years, starting 2 years ago, it is just irresponsible for the government to be making these claims about housing and not even producing half of the housing that they intended to produce in the first instance. But I also would like to continue the call to pursue the investigations in Hope, Inc. I think it's important that the taxpayers of the country know how that $60 million have been spent. Hope stands for home ownership providing energy. It sounds to me now is home ownership poorly executed. I don't think any land should be vested into Hope or any additional financing until we get the investigation of Hope that's been promised by the Prime Minister.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. Meantime, Leader of Government Business in the Upper Chamber, Senator Lisa Cummins, responded to the opposition's concerns, assuring the chamber that a probe of Hope by the Auditor General is currently ongoing.
To confirm that, I believe that there was an ongoing Auditor General's report into Hope, and that report continues. I believe that we were in this honorable chamber where the Auditor General indicated that they wanted to have additional time to be able to do the body of work that was required, and that work is ongoing, unprompted by anyone, including the Leader of Opposition. It's part of government's fiduciary responsibility for government expenditure.
Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Senator Lisa Cummins. The chairman of the Barbados Community College condemns yesterday's stabbing incident, stressing that there is no place for violence at the college. Dr. Allison Leacock says the school will increase security in the wake of the stabbing of a 19-year-old male student during an altercation with another student around 2 p.m. yesterday.
Violence has no place in our community, and the college will continue to take all necessary steps to reinforce a culture of respect, provide tools for managing and resolving conflict, and continually enhance our security at the college. On behalf of the board, I'd like to extend our thanks to the principal for her leadership in managing this situation, and indeed to her team, especially the student health nurse and the lecturing doctor, who were both on location for their very swift intervention.
Dr. Leacock stressed that measures will be put in place to maintain a secure environment at the institution.
Our collective support and action will make a positive difference in times like these, because in reality, both families, as well as the BCC family, are all affected by scenarios like this. So the board will ensure any and all measures are put in place to strengthen our environment for the health, safety, and well-being of all staff and students.
Chairman of the Barbados Community College, Dr. Alison Leacock. Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, is stressing the urgent need for life skills education in schools and communities across Barbados. Mr. Clark says the country must place greater emphasis on teaching young people essential skills such as conflict resolution, anger management, and self-awareness. His comments follow the incident at the Barbados Community College where a student was stabbed in an altercation. He says this highlights the growing concerns about violence among young people and the urgent need for intervention.
I am concerned with obviously what is happening in our country, what is happening amongst our young people and within the school system. When I heard of the stabbing at the Barbados Community College, that was of great concern to me. I cannot stress enough the importance of teaching our young people life skills, the importance of teaching our young people anger management, conflict resolution, the importance of teaching our young people self-awareness, because if we are not aware of who we are, then we can get involved in things without purpose. So I think it is high time that we focus our energies and our attention in a more meaningful way on teaching these life skills to young people.
He believes education must go beyond traditional subjects and include structured lessons on real-world challenges that young people face.
And let our young people know that when you talk of education, we are not just talking of biology and chemistry and English and so on, but our life skills also form a part of education, an integral part of education. And we must find a way to teach those skills at all levels within our society, teaching those levels within our schools, our primary schools, our secondary schools, our tertiary education, teaching those skills within our communities as well.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. In Trinidad and Tobago, Parliament yesterday approved the notification of President Christine Kangaloo regarding the appointment of Deputy Commissioner of Police Junior Benjamin to act as Commissioner of Police as the investigations continue into the allegations of misbehavior in public office involving the Commissioner of Police, Erla Harewood Christopher. Parliament also gave the nod to Acting Commissioner of Police Kirk Simon as an Acting Deputy Commissioner of Police. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley, who tabled both motions for the appointments in the House of Representatives, sought to make it clear that his administration had nothing to do with the situation confronting the police commissioner.
As head of the government, for me to make it pellucidly clear that this operation has absolutely nothing to do with the government. Not knowledge, not consent, not operations. We all know, especially in the minds of many people who have been commenting on this matter, that the government of Trinidad and Tobago has no role whatsoever in directing the police as to who they should go after, who they should investigate, how the investigation should go, how they should arrest or not arrest. The government has absolutely no role in that. And on this particular matter, like others, the government will be informed about what the police is doing when the police makes it public.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that prevents transgender women from competing in female categories of sports. The order provides guidance, regulations, and legal interpretations, and it will enlist the Department of Education to investigate high schools thought to be non-compliant. Republicans say it restores fairness to sports, but LGBT advocacy groups and human rights organizations have described the move as discriminatory. The order, which goes into effect immediately, largely covers high schools, universities, and grassroots sports. A number of sporting governing bodies, including swimming, athletics, and golf, have banned transgender women from competing in the female category at elite level if they have gone through male puberty. Recapping the headlines. Business Barbados commences operations promising a new era of business facilitation. The opposition again calls for an investigation of the Hope Housing Project as government discloses that an Auditor General probe is currently ongoing. The BCC to ramp up security following a stabbing at the college. Parliament in Trinidad and Tobago approves the appointment of a new acting police commissioner. And U.S. President Trump signs an order banning transgender women from female sports. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.